A time capsule is a container that is filled with objects that show important things about the way people live in a certain time and place. The container is sealed and buried so that years later someone can dig it up, open it, and understand about how people who buried it lived. For example, if you made a time capsule today, you might include your favorite computer game, one of your favorite books, and maybe some school pictures. There is no time capsule with objects that tell us about the first string instruments. Like many other things which began before history was written down, no one really knows when or how the first string instruments were made. But from very ancient documents and drawings, we know that for many centuries, people in all parts of the world have made music by setting strings of various kinds into motion to produce sounds. Have you ever heard the shot, a bow and arrow, how it makes the zing as you let the arrow go? Perhaps early hunters heard the sound as they hunted using bows and arrows and found ways to change the sound and use it to make music. Some of the earliest instruments we can read about in ancient writings, like the Bible or Greek literature, use plucked strings like the harp. But a cave drawing in France that is 15 centuries old, the Grotto of the Trois Freres, shows a figure with a bow held to its mouth and no arrow. And in some countries in Africa and Asia, as well as in the Appalachian region of the United States, the musical bow is still used. The musician holds the bow in his mouth and produces a sound by plucking the string or by hitting it with a stick. By opening or closing his mouth, he can change the sound of the vibrating string. Pulling a bow across a string to make it vibrate probably started in the Far East and came to Europe approximately 1,000 years ago. Since then, all over the world, people have made fiddles of different sizes from all kinds of materials and played them with bows. Violins, violas, cellos, and double basses, like those used in the Dallas Symphony today, first began to be made in Italy about 300 years ago. Originally, the strings were made of gut. Now they're made of steel or steel-wrapped synthetic materials. The resonating box is made of wood, and plucking or pulling the hair of the bow, which is horsehair, across the strings produces a sound. String instruments which are not used in the symphony orchestra, such as the banjo and the guitar, are always plucked or strummed, rather than played with a bow. Technology has let people continue to create new kinds of string instruments, such as the hyperviolin and the hypercello. Although the musical bow held in the player's mouth and the modern violin are very different, all string instruments are alike in three ways. Number one, they have strings made of something which will vibrate and produce sound. Two, something is used to hit, pluck, or pull across a string to make it vibrate. Three, a hollow container of some kind, the player's mouth with a musical violin, or the body of a modern-day violin, is placed under the string to make the sound louder. If string instruments continue to evolve, how do you think they might look and sound in 1,000 years from now?